Wait, wait. No, I'm not. I'm Zazaboo. TIE Fighter is feeling a little bit under the weather. If this is your first show, ladies and gentlemen, I am not your usual host. TIE Fighter X1's feeling a little bit under the weather tonight. I'm going to be over for him. So we're going to start out with some streaming news, going to then move on to our guest. And in the end, we're going to turn the questions over to you. So if you have a question, make sure you remember to tag Fighter X1 Gaming in chat so we can keep track of those. Tonight, you're joined by the beautiful and wonderful Azza. She's a League of Legends player as well as great, great artist. You may know her as Jazzy Jazzy Boo, Sweet Sounds of Jazz and Zazz. Tonight, we're going to learn about her and how she got started, what advice she has for other streamers, especially new streamers that are just starting out. And we're also going to talk about her mom, Mama Cupcake. So with that, let's get started, and we'll see you in just a moment. Good, good Eve. How are you?
Hi, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am doing great. So, it's wonderful to see you. As you probably heard, TIE Fighter's a little bit under the weather tonight, so I am taking over for him for now. But he is still hanging out. He's in the stream. So, so Jazzy, we're going to jump right in. I'm gonna call her Jazzy tonight. Her name is Jazz Ojo, and she settled that for me and told me that that is how it's pronounced because I was pronouncing it wrong.
Everybody has pronounced it wrong, but that's okay. I'm used to it.
Hey, that's the way it's spelled. All right, so let's jump right in, Jazz. So tell us about your channel and what it means to you. Tell us who you are and maybe let us know when you stream.
Well, I try to stream Monday through Friday at like 7:30-ish, even though my channel says 6:30, but just leave that alone until I fix it. But I try to stream at 7:30 every night. That doesn't always happen because my life likes to get in the way of everything, but that's okay. We'll be fine. I also stream on Saturdays. I try to do Shot Saturday at like 8 o'clock, 9, somewhere around there, where we get drunk and play video games. What's better than that?
It's a national pastime, right?
Exactly. Now, about me, what do you want to know about me? Anything?
Well, tell us who you are as a streamer. What is the goal for your stream? What do you?
My goal on streaming. I don't really have a big goal like a lot of people do. Like, I don't care if I become partnered. Less like I didn't care if I became affiliate. I only stream to make people laugh, make people's day just a little bit better. The people who feel like they're having a bad day can come into my stream, and I will try my hardest to make them laugh or smile or make their day kind of better in some way, shape, or form, just because we all have those bad days and we just need those little moments just to pick yourselves back up.
Well, I think you do a very good job at that. I know you're one of the most uplifting people that I know, and I appreciate you, Jazzy. So let's jump in. We only have a little bit of Twitch streaming news. Not a lot going on in the Twitch world this week, but I think this first one is pretty interesting. Twitch is testing a new feature. It's called Watch Parties. And what it does is it allows streamers to watch Amazon Prime videos with their viewer, with any of their viewers that have Amazon Prime. The current selection is limited, but it does include a new season of Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, which is a great show. Mission Impossible, Fallout, and Pokemon. As it moves forward, Amazon probably won't have any issues posting more of their own content. And there's no real timetable for the general release. But how do you feel about Amazon rolling this out with Twitch? And how do you feel about people watching content with their viewers in general?
I actually watch a streamer. I try to watch him every Sunday. He does something similar to that. It's just not, he watches movies with his channel, which I think is really, really neat. if more people start to do that, I think that'd be okay. Mm-hmm. But also Amazon moving in with Twitch, I mean, that just gives Twitch a little bit more money, a little bit more way to get out there in the world. It's not as big as like YouTube or something like that. One day, hopefully it will be, and then more people will come over here instead of YouTube because we don't like them. But it's fine. But I think it's an okay idea, but I don't like that it's only for people who have Amazon Prime. I personally don't have it. I'm not spending $100 just to have it because I don't use it very often. Like, I understand, like, what you, there's perks and stuff of it, but the perks aren't enough for me to spend $100 on it whenever I barely use it.
Okay. Now, it does include Prime Video, which I think there may be a cheaper per year Prime Video sub than just Amazon Prime. So you are a fan, though, of watching content.
Yeah, because you get everybody's different opinion on, like, the movie, or you see what some people think is funny, you might not. You can just have a little discussion, or, ooh, look, that actor's really hot. I like him, or, like, something like that. Like, he has a nice butt, guys. Ooh, look at it. It's fine. That's me in his chat, and it's hilarious. And everybody's like, there she goes again. Leave me alone.
That sounds like fun. You'll have to shoot me a link. So Mixer released what they're calling the Mixer Academy last week. It's a program aimed to help Mixer users improve their usage of their platform. They have videos for content creators, viewers, and moderators. And as you finish videos, you earn badges that display on your Mixer profile. They've stated that it's only the beginning and they'll continue to add more to the Academy. What are your thoughts on the tutorial videos and rewarding people for watching them and going through the Academy?
I think that's like a very unique idea, but I don't watch Mixer, so I don't really know much about it. Mm-hmm. But I think that's a really cool idea for them to do. It just makes people want to watch the video, want to make the videos, want to just do it. So it gives them, I don't know. I can't find words right now. It's fine. It's whatever. The word ran away.
I think it's a good idea. I'm not super keen on the badges. I'm not really sure what watching a video, why that would get you a badge. But I do like the idea of giving some direction for people, because I know that's one thing. When I first started streaming, it was kind of hard to know what to do exactly with Twitch, because I had to go and scour the internet to find kind of the best practices to get started. So,
yeah.
All right.
I think on that, they should put the badges on the video instead of the person watching it. So the more badges that video has, that means the better that video is, or something.
So like an upvote system for new users to be able to say, oh, this one's highly recommended by people that have watched it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that's all the Twitch news there is. There's not a lot of new Twitch news this week. So let's jump into some specific questions for you.
Okay.
Now you said earlier, that you got into streaming to make people laugh and make people happy. What are your short-term goals and your long-term goals now that you've hit affiliate and you're starting to build your viewer base?
My short-term goal right now is just to hit that 250 follower mark, because I really want to do that 12-hour stream. Just really, really badly. But another short-term goal is to try to at least like hit maybe 10 subscribers or something like that. But, or people that always come back, that, like, I already have that, but, you know, more is good, you know. Sure. Now, long-term goals, everybody's is to hit a partner, you know. Yeah. That's everybody's long-term goal. I wouldn't mind hitting partner. I think that'd be really, really sweet. Making this my full-time job, probably not ever going to happen. I probably wouldn't make this my full-time job anyway, because I really like teaching the little children. It's great. they're adorable. But I don't know. I don't really have a long-term goal. I just mostly just do this for fun and to interact with people. Why not stream whenever I'm just playing a video game for fun?
Sure.
And this way I can maybe help somebody through their day. So it's all I care about, making sure somebody else's has at least smiled once in a day.
You've put a smile on my face more than once, Jeff.
Aw, thanks.
All right. So yesterday you had your bake sale.
I did.
That was for any of you that don't know, this was a stream for Jazzy's mom. She's been diagnosed with cancer. Basically Jazzy was doing a stream to kind of talk about her mom and introduce the cause, and she's trying to raise money. So Jazzy, if you can tell us how people can help with what you got going on.
Really anything helps. If you can donate, that's great. I was trying to raise $1,000 for my mom because she is having surgery on November 7th. And what they're doing is she had surgery to get both of, she has breast cancer. So she had surgery to get both of her breasts removed last year. She was diagnosed right before her birthday, and she had surgery right after her birthday. She got both of them removed, and then she got expanders put in. And then we found out one of the expanders got infected, so they had to go in and remove that one. But last month we found out that the expander they put in is being recalled because it causes large cell lymphoma. I don't know exactly what it does, but my mom says if any of that gets into her bloodstream, there's no cure, and she's just going to die within the first like 38 hours of it being in her bloodstream. So they're trying to act quickly and get it out as fast as they can. So they're starting on the left side where that expander is, and they're going to take it out. Then they're going to take one of the biggest muscles in her back and put it up front to give her a new pec muscle, because they had to remove that because that's where the cancer was.
Wow.
And then they're going to do it again on the other side. And my mom just started a new job. She hated her last one. She hates being in one place. So she started a new job. She only has a week of vacation time, and she's at least going to be out for a month. The landlord has been kind of a not very nice person. So I wanted to raise $1,000 just so she had enough for part of her rent. And so she could just do that or whatever other bills she wanted to do.
Right.
Like medical bills, because like even with our insurance, it's costing her $10,000 just to pay for her last surgery that she's still paying on. It's really expensive. She's taking this medication that costs her like $50 every like 2 weeks.
Oh my. That's very expensive. So how can we help? What avenues do we have as supporters that we can help you raise those funds?
Right now, anything I make, I made t-shirts that you guys can purchase so you can get something out of helping. I don't remember exactly. 22 something is what I put as the adult t-shirts. I think it was just 22 even. I don't remember exactly right now. Stop my head. I'm bad, but whatever. I got that so we could make just $10 profit, and that $10 will go towards, like, yesterday's stream, after we added all the bits and everything, we made $144.19.
Great.
Is what we made, and I'm very thankful for everybody who helped. Me and my mom both appreciate it. Mom was just really tired yesterday, so she goes, I'm going to be so pumped for your stream. She gets it. I'm so tired. I'm like, oh, goody. It's fine. It's okay. Just come stream with me. You only have to do it for a couple hours. You don't have to do it for the full 6. We only stream for 4 just because she was so exhausted. She's like, I need to be on stream. This is, I have to be. She's like leaning on my shoulder. Like, I'm going to pass out here. Go lay on my bed. Like, it's fine.
So you have the t-shirts and you're taking Bits.
Bits. My subs, like whenever people subscribe, that whatever I mm-hmm. get from that is going towards her too.
Okay.
Whatever I make on my stream is going towards her.
Okay. And you also had a tip goal set up, if I remember correctly, that you could donate directly via, I guess, PayPal?
Yep, via PayPal.
Okay. And that is that still going to be in effect this evening?
Yes, it is in effect this evening.
Okay, great. So just so you guys know, she is still keeping that open. And when we raid over, if you can help, feel free to do so. I know it would go a long way and help. Well, I'm glad that you were able to do that for her. I wish her luck, and we'll keep her in our prayers for sure.
Oh yeah.
So talking about your stream, you recently hit affiliate. Talk to us about your path to affiliate. What were some of the things that you did that were successful? What some of your struggles were along the way? And do you have any advice for anyone hitting affiliate, trying to hit affiliate?
Well, I've been streaming off and on for 6 years. I started out just because I wanted to be all like, oh, look at me, I'm a streamer. being that teenager, you know. Then I stopped because I just went into a major depression. I just didn't care anymore. And then I started back up. I was like, I wonder if anybody would still watch. I'm just curious. And then I moved into my grandma's house, so that like 2 months I didn't stream, and then 2 years, like I was off and on because I didn't have a schedule. I didn't know how to hit affiliate. I didn't mm-hmm. know what I needed to do. I didn't understand it because if any of you know, I have dyslexia and I can't read well. So whenever things pop up on my screen and I'm trying to figure something out, I'm like, I don't know what this says. Help. Like half the time I tell my best friend Brett, just be all like, read it to me, please.
I think I'm notorious for doing that to you by accident.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. And then I had to stop whenever I moved down to Tennessee because I just moved down to Tennessee for a personal reason. And then my mom doesn't have internet at her house, so I couldn't stream. And then I moved into my apartment and I started streaming again. That's whenever I got into it. All right. About that point, I had 60 followers. About that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just started grinding. I streamed every day in the morning right before I went to work. I was a manager at Dollar Tree. And right before I went to work, I would stream in the morning from like 9 a.m. until about 1 in the afternoon.
Okay. So
that's how long I streamed. And I just kept doing that every day. Except on the weekends whenever Chris was off. I was like, no, I want to spend time with you. And so I did that every single day until I broke my wrist. Then I couldn't move my mouse. So I was like, I can't stream. What do I do? And then I got the new job, and that's whenever I started doing it again. And then I joined some Discord communities, and that's what really helped me. Reaching out and branching out to other communities and just mm-hmm. talking to streamers and making friends with those streamers. They'll come in, they'll raid you. It's like they'll come help you build your community because you're helping them build their community. Find the good streamers. Don't go towards the bad ones. You can just tell. then join Discord communities. Develop your own fan base.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Networking,
that's the word.
It's really important. And you said having a set schedule too.
Yes.
Was important for you. Okay. I would agree with both of those things.
The hardest thing for me was having that, the average of 3 viewers. That was the hardest for me because I'm like, am I not entertaining enough? It's because I can't talk to myself. So if you come into my stream, you better be chatting because I'll forget that I'm streaming. I will. I don't know how I forget. I just forget. And then I'll just randomly start singing, and that's whenever I think people leave.
I definitely don't leave when you sing because I think you have a good voice.
Thanks.
Are you going to sing for us tonight, Jazz?
I wasn't prepared. I mean, only if it's really in high demand and in the chat, then maybe. But, you know, it's fine.
You don't need to be prepared because I was not prepared to host this show this evening, and here I am.
This is true. This is true.
So tell us, when we talked about Mixer, you said that you don't really watch Mixer, you don't use Mixer. So why did you choose Twitch? Was when you were first making your decision to stream?
Because I like. You're gonna laugh. All right. Here's the whole reason why I chose. Because whenever I was first started, I wanted to stream or record or whatever. And I was playing Minecraft. Minecraft has a built-in thing with Twitch. And so I just made a Twitch, and that's the reason why I chose Twitch. All because of Minecraft.
Fair enough. Fair enough. It was the only one I knew about, you know. Being an old man, I didn't know there were other streaming platforms.
Isn't Mixer like newer, or has it been around forever?
I think it's been around. I'm not exactly sure how long, but I understand it's been around at least for a little while.
Then it's not good enough. That's why we didn't hear about it.
It must not be. No offense. No offense. No offense.
I'll give you offense. I don't care. It's fine.
So recently you started streaming art on your stream. Something
only
that
because Ty told me to.
So it was something you were hesitant about doing before, but that you're going to be doing more often. Talk about your art streams, what you've been doing, and if you like doing them, and do you recommend that other people who maybe are kind of shy about showing their art get into doing them?
Well, I mean, I know I've sent Ty some of my art. I don't know if you guys are going to show it or not, but I recently started getting into it because Ty told me to, but, you know, it's fine. I was very hesitant because I don't personally think I'm a very good artist. Like, I've been drawing forever, and I just never thought I was very good at it. I was like, whatever, it's fine. Then I found a stylist that worked on my... I have a touchscreen laptop, and that's what I stream off of. I found a stylist, and I was like, oh, maybe I can do this. So, well, I never streamed it, but I found a stylist that worked. And that's how I made my cupcake. I have been so proud of that cupcake.
I was just about to point to the cupcake as a reason for you to be proud of your art, because it's really good. It's better than anything I could even like remotely get close to doing. So I think you should be very proud. And I've seen a bunch of your other sketches that you posted on Discord, and they are very, very good. I would also say, do you still have your VOD available to watch that you did for your Halloween makeup stream?
No, I don't. I do not, but like more towards more. I think later this week I'm actually going to do more makeup streams because it's closer to Halloween. I'm finally going to put the can in my eye.
All right.
Finally, so, I'm finally going to do it. Or I'm going to put scissors in my eye.
That's very nice. Cool. If for those of you that don't know, Jazzy is very, very with Halloween special effects. I got to watch her do a makeup stream where she sewed her mouth shut. Well, you know, did makeup to sew her mouth shut. It wasn't actually sewn shut.
Could talk.
Yeah, it was amazing. She could still talk, but there was literally like string through her lips. It was pretty crazy. So I'm looking forward to you doing more makeup streams because I thought that was really awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to do more. And if I can, I'm going to try next paycheck. So next Friday, I'm going to go to the Halloween store, and I'm going to get these little plastic teeth. They have these little plastic teeth, and I'm going to make them more yellowy, and then I'm going to, like, from right here down, I'm going to, like, make it a mouth, and right here down, it's going to be a big mouth, and it's going to look... So whenever I do this, it just looks like I'm going to eat you.
Very cool. I look forward to seeing that one.
I won't be able to talk, though, because my whole mouth is going to be covered, so...
Right.
We'll be typing.
So, besides artwork, what sort of games do you enjoy playing? What games are you looking forward to that are coming out in the future that you're looking forward to playing?
My 100% all-time favorite game is Kingdom Hearts. That whole series
awesome. Is
my favorite. Disney is like my life. Yeah, Disney is my life.
You make one mistake and people make fun of you. I thought a line from a movie was, but it was actually The Lion King. And I corrected myself in like 2 seconds, but Jazzy will never let me live it down.
Never. Mikey's my favorite movie, so Kingdom Hearts 2 makes the most adorable Sora cub in the world, but you know, it's fine. I'm actually on my 12-hour stream. Whenever I hit 250 followers, I'm going to be playing some Kingdom Hearts. And awesome. If we get through the first one, like, it takes like 14 hours just to get through one if I actually take it slow and do everything. But, you know, I'll move it fast so I can do it in 12. And then if people like that, then I'll move on to the second one. And then, hey, look, he's putting my art up.
I think that would be a great series for you to play through. I think that's awesome. I recently heard that Nintendo Switch is going to be, they're going to be remastering and bringing back out the Aladdin game and
I've heard that. Lion so King excited. Game
that they had for Super Nintendo. Yeah, that's exciting.
I will be streaming it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I will be streaming the Lion King game because why not?
That was a tough game.
I beat it. Leave me alone. I beat it. Just look at me. Oh, it was great. Like I played it with Chris whenever he told me he had. I was like, give it to me. Let me play it right now. He goes, we can't. We have to go to work. I called off work.
So you're obviously looking forward to those coming out. What other games are you looking forward to?
I haven't heard of really. I'm looking forward to actually, like, you know how Spider-Man recently came out? Mm-hmm. They're making another one for. Oh. So they finally officially said that they were going to come out with the part 2 where it's Miles. You play as Miles instead. So okay. I'm looking forward to that. I would play other games on stream besides League of Legends, but my little laptop over here doesn't handle it. In November, me and Chris are going to get a new gaming laptop so I can play more games like my Rocket League and like just more games in general. Like I could play 7 Days to Die with you guys. I could do.
That's exciting.
I could play so many other games that I've been wanting to play that I just can't because my laptop doesn't handle it. Like I can play it, but I can't stream it. That is my problem. I could play Battle Royale. Or not Battle Royale. Realm Royale. Whatever. Same thing. That's what I call it all the way at time because that's what one mistake, just like Zaz says. I'm never going to live it down.
So that means we'll be able to get our co-stream going.
Yes. I'm so excited.
All right. So you obviously, you play video games on your stream and you also, you do artwork and you play different games with your community. What do you feel like makes good Twitch content that people want to come and watch?
Playing with your community. That is probably, I think, the best thing you can do. Because you're interacting with your viewers on a whole new level than if you're just talking to them. Like, I always have more viewers if I'm just playing Agario or any of the .io games. Like, I always have more viewers like, hey, I want to play. Like, yeah, sure, join in. And then, like it's always fun to be able to, like, talk to your viewers, too. Mm-hmm. Like, instead of over a chat, you can, like, actually hear the voice, but a voice to a name. Like, if they have a mic, of course. Just playing with your viewers is, I think, the biggest thing you can do to help build your community and, like, oh, she's cool. Or, oh, he's cool. Oh, like, I don't know.
I completely agree, except I don't know if playing with me helps me, because then people see how truly bad I am and that they have to carry me. So I don't know. No, but I completely agree with that. I think the more interactive you are with your community,
yeah.
And I really enjoy playing those browser games with you. I have a lot of fun.
Yeah. I try not to eat you. It's, you know.
I know. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you avoiding that.
like the other day when my mom was here, she goes, "You know that Zazz, right?" I was like, "Oh, it is? Hang on. Let's move away.
So Jazzy, what would you recommend for viewers, people that are getting into streaming or people that are maybe struggling to get to affiliate? What would you recommend that they do to set themselves apart and kind of help make themselves different?
Probably just play with your community more, chat more. Yeah, I know it's hard. Because I'm bad at it too. Just chat. Even if there's nobody there, just chat. People like somebody who's talking. Like, I personally go into little streamers and be all like, I will chat with you. You might have like 10 viewers and nobody's chatting. Here, I'll sit here and I'll chat with you.
That's awesome. Because
that's just what we need, more chatters. If you are a chatter, if you are sitting there and you're just watching, don't be afraid to chat. Just type a little hi, and then it will go into a how are you, and then magically you're talking about like unicorns flying. It's like it's really neat, like how a conversation goes, you know.
And that's something I think our community in Fighter X1 is great about. They're all good chatters and good supporters. So if you're joining us and you are not in the Fighter X1
join it, you have no Discord choice.
Let's get an exclamation point Discord in the chat. Join up and help support each other. You know, we'll support you. And we love chatting and hanging out. So let me ask you this, because you've been streaming for a long time on and off. What advice, if you could go back 6 years ago, would you have given yourself that you know now?
Wait. I would have told myself, wait. Well, if I know what I know now, I would have waited. But let's just ignore everything that happened and just, I'd probably tell myself, talk more. Don't just play with your friends. It's okay to stream by yourself. Because I used to hate streaming by myself. I would be all like, I need a friend to play with so I can talk. But now I'm just like, I don't care. I'll talk to my wall. Hang on. Hi, wall. How are you doing real fast? You look nice and dry today. Like, it's just...
I find that to be one of the most challenging things about being a streamer is being able to keep up talking when maybe there's not a lot going on in chat.
Also, another good advice, have water or something to drink nearby. Always. Because if you're talking, you're going to, like, need a drink. That's sad.
Absolutely true. So your advice to yourself would have been wait. Is that purely because of your knowing your history, or is it because you would wait, watch more content, or do more research?
Probably because of what I was going through at the time. Mm-hmm. If anybody wants to know what I went through, you can personally message me, but I'm not going to actually talk about it on a stream, unless it's my own stream, because you don't need no negativity here. But like what I went through, that's probably one of the biggest reasons, because I know how like depressed I got, and I know how like it was bad being that upset and trying to stream. I just couldn't do it. So instead, I just stopped. Instead of stopping, I think I would give myself the advice, just push through. Because of how upset I was and how low I was, I do know what it's like to feel so low that there's nobody you can turn to, even though there are. I know what it feels like to do that. So instead of self-loathing, I decided I'm going to make people better. That is my goal in life. That is what I am on this earth to do. Make somebody smile. Like, if I go to, like, Walmart or something, I'm always helping little old ladies out, or I'm helping people out in some way, shape, or form. I'm here to help. I'm not here to be sad, be upset. Like, no. That's...
Even compliment little old ladies at the museum.
Oh, yeah, I did. And then she looks at me just all, like, judgy. And I'm like, well, you're an old hag. I'm sorry I complimented you, but whatever. I didn't say that. I didn't say that because I'm a nice person. I just smiled and walked away.
So what pushes you to stream then when maybe you're having one of those slow days in chat? And you are talking to your wall. What motivates you to keep going at those points?
I just tell myself, maybe people are busy. People have lives and it doesn't revolve all around my stream. People will come in and out and people will come and chat. I just tell myself, you just got to keep going. Just go those 2 hours. Or if I'm already at that point almost, then just like, let's say that I've been streaming for 30 minutes and nobody has came and chatted. I'm only going to stream for another 30 minutes so I don't hurt my viewer count or viewer average or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I'd stop, try again the next day. Like, you just got to push through. You just got to grind.
Right.
And people are going to come in, like, probably your next stream. Oh, sorry, I missed your last stream. I hope you had a good one. And yep. Stuff like that. Like, some days are better than others. Like, Wednesdays are my slow days. Nobody likes to come watch me on Wednesdays. So
do you keep an eye on that view? Is that something that you pay attention to or at all?
I do, but I don't. It just varies. Like, sometimes I'm like, huh, I wonder how many people are here. Other days I'm like, huh, I don't really care. Like, I care, but I don't. Like, I don't. I shouldn't say I don't care, but
sure.
I don't mind how many people are in my chat. I don't mind how many people are watching me because that's not what I'm here for. Like I keep saying, like, I'm here to just make your day better. I'm not here for me. I'm here to play video games and make you smile. That's all I want to do. Like, if I don't make you smile, I'm sorry. I'll try again next time. So.
Well, you always put a smile on my face. I can tell you that. So, what are the obstacles that you've had to overcome then? Obviously, you went on your hiatus. What other obstacles come up that you've had to deal with, either on a technical level or anything?
Like anything?
Yeah.
Like... anything? Hang on. You're throwing a question I wasn't prepared for. Well, I have diets constantly, daily struggles. I have post-traumatic stress disorder. So I have to overcome that every day. And that's hard for me. I have those bad days and I have those good days.
Yeah.
So I overcome that a lot. Oh, no, we're not going to talk about PTSD. Hang on. How about this struggle? I'm blind in one eye.
There you go.
There's a better
That's
one.
That's what I was reaching for.
I have that struggle. I am blind in this eye. Like, you can't tell. My cupcake has two different colored eyes, if you can tell. I have a blue eye and a green eye. So my blue eye I can see perfectly out of. My green eye, I cannot. So it's fine.
So you have zero sight in
that eye? I do have some sight in that eye. Like, mm-hmm. If I do this, I can see. Kind of. Not really. I have, what did he say? 20-1,000 in my green eye is my sight I have with glasses on.
Wow.
Yeah, it's bad. So what my brain does, okay, you know how a lazy eye goes up and down? No, goes side to side, lazy uh-huh. eyes. My eye is a lazy eye, but it goes up and down. So I'm seeing two different images, and you can't see two different images. So my brain just shuts that eye off. That's why I do not see out of it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I was born with cataracts, hereditary cataracts, and I have had in total 23 eye surgeries.
Wow.
But they only count it as 13 because of surgeries. Like double. Like okay. It's a half a surgery. So but I count it because I was under anesthetic 23 times.
Wow. That's incredible. So yeah. So if you ever want Jazzy responding in chat, it's because she has to take a closer look sometimes. But I think you do a very good job. Considering I didn't know you were blind until you told me. And
yeah, I've been that way since I was 9. What happened was I have implants in my eyes. Okay. Like after they do a cataract surgery, they give you an implant, mm-hmm. and they pretty much what cataracts is it's a fogginess over your lens. And right. So they take your lens off and they just replace it with a new one. What happened with this eye was they almost dropped the lens in this eye. So they didn't keep a lens on it. The doctor comes out shaking. My mom said, you don't want to ever see that. A doctor coming out shaking. I almost dropped it in her eye. And then I would have been permanently blind. But they went back and did it 2 weeks later. So that already damaged my eye from not having a lens in the eye.
Okay.
So then they put it on, but they didn't put it on perfect. Because of that week, my pupil was in the shape of a teardrop. Okay. Now they went in and tried to fix it and they damaged my pupil on top of, because they were trying to make it a circle again so it can dilate better. This eye doesn't dilate at all. Literally, I look like I'm crazy when I get my eyes dilated. it's fine. How I cope with it is literally anything on this side. Like, I don't see my ear right now. Unless I slightly turn my head where I can see in my other peripheral. But I just literally, Chris makes fun of me whenever we're watching TV because I'm just like, because I just don't see. I put my eye in the middle. So whenever you see me stream, I will like more sit like this and I'll play my games like this.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't tell because my camera's at an angle, but if it was directly on, this is what you would see. Like,
so you adapt with your setup and things. I know you told me earlier that you keep your chat up on your PS4 mm-hmm. on the television so you can see. So what other technical issues have you had maybe with your setup or with getting yourself up and running streaming and how have you learned from them?
A camera. Like, I was using my laptop camera and it's so crappy and gross, and no, nobody wants to stop and see the pixely image. No. So I figured out how to use my phone as my camera. If you can do that. Yeah. Like, it's, yeah, if you have it's called Droid Cam. You can download it on your PC and on your Android device. I don't know about iPhone, whatever. I don't like iPhone. You know, on
any. Shots fired. We here at TIE Fighter X1 don't recommend either phone. We have no preference. We love everyone the same. I'm sorry.
I mean, I love you anyway. Even if you have an iPhone, you're just wrong. But I love you. So it's fine.
I have an iPhone for work and a Android for personal use. So see? I walk the fence.
Yeah, it's fine. But like, that's what I did to adapt with that. Actually, what my camera's on. Here, let me just, can I show it?
Yeah.
Can I show what I made? You're going to like it, I think. Hang on. So, you were on a little tripod. It's upside down. You're on a tripod I made. Or is it upside down? Okay.
Whoa.
I duct taped a selfie stick to a tripod.
All right.
That's what I always have my camera on.
That's like some MacGyver stuff right there. I love it.
That's what I
love it.
Camera on. So that's what I do. Oh no, it's gonna fall. No, don't fall. Bad. Stay. Sit phone. All right. That's what I do. So any other questions?
Lots of questions.
I love questions.
So let's talk about follow for follow. I know you and I have talked about this before.
It's okay, a big thing
in Twitch and other streaming communities.
I think it's stupid.
Well, tell us how you really feel.
I don't like it. I think there's no point in it. Like, why would you follow somebody for them to follow you back and then they never come and watch you?
Right.
What's the point? Like, they're not going to come actually watch you and be in your community. I mean, they might, but doubtful. I never follow for follow. Like, people like follow for follow. I'll be like, yeah, sure. I never follow them back.
So you get the benefit and the negative.
Sometimes now, I come back and be all like, why didn't you follow me back? Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry. I'll do it right now. I'll never do.
Is it something that you did early on before you kind of knew? No. Okay.
I've never done it. I've always thought the same.
So and now this is something I haven't really had to deal with, other than TIE Fighter. Hecklers and trolls are a thing that most streamers have to deal with. How do you handle those situations when you deal with them?
Okay, so if you go onto my stream and you go to my About Me section, you see this big long thing on what my lifestyle is, because that's what you see on my Instagram if you follow me. So I just want people to be prepared. I get a lot of hate for it. Like, people come in, TDLG ruins the party again. Like, that's a big thing on Facebook. Like, how I deal with it, it's just an automatic ban. Or if you come in, you ask a question, then I will answer you. Then I'll just answer your honest opinions with my honest opinion on it. But most of the time, if you come in with a rude comment, I'll give you one chance, and if you ruin that chance, you're out. Like, that's it. Just like on my Facebook page, like, that I have, that has up for 15,000 likes. Like, that's what I deal with all the time on there. I don't deal with it as much on Twitch, but I deal with it a lot, just in general.
Right.
I had never really had a big troll come in, but I do the same thing. I'm just, you don't get a chance.
So the ban hammer is strong on your channel. Okay, right on. So is there any other piece of advice you'd really like to give to anybody just starting their stream?
Don't give up. You feel like that you're not doing good because there's nobody in your stream. Because everybody goes into it, yeah, people are going to watch me. People are going to think I'm awesome. That is not the case. So get your head out of the clouds, man. Like, that is not going to happen. I'm sorry. I'll be your blunt, lovely person, but that's not going to happen. You have to work for it. And if you don't want to do the work, then just stop streaming now. If you had to put the work into it in order to get the glory.
That is 100% true. And for anybody watching that is not a streamer, there's a lot of work that goes into the background of kind of making happen what you see. And one thing that I would say, being on this side of the camera makes me realize how much goes into this stream of Ty's. And I'd just like to thank him for what he's done here with this stream.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Let's do that. There's a lot that goes into the background of these things, and I think that's what I would go back and tell myself is, maybe you don't realize what you're getting yourself into. So, all right, chat. We're going to jump into some of your questions that you have here for Jazzy, and feel free to keep them rolling in. And we will we'll add them in, and we'll keep going. And if we don't get to your questions, you can also, when we raid over and check out Jazzy's channel after the after we end here, we will she will gladly answer your questions. But don't be a troll, because she'll banhammer you.
I should make that my next emote, the little cupcake with a hammer.
A hammer cupcake. I like it. So what, this is from Justin Rage V2 on Twitch. What got you into being a teacher?
Well, A teacher. Well, I teach 2-year-olds, so it's not really a teacher, but you know, it's preschool. But I love kids. At a very young age, I was told I couldn't have children.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, after that whole situation went down, I actually got told that when I was 18. So I decided, in order to have children in my life, I should be a teacher, help the little kids, shape the little minds, because they're our future. They're the ones who are going to put us in the homes. Like, I wanted to shape the future. I wanted to show kids that the world's not a bad place. I want to show them that there are nice people in the world. And I want to, if there is a kid who is struggling, I want to be there for them. I love children. They're adorable and sweet, most of them, but they're adorable and sweet. And I just want to be there for their cute little faces.
That's awesome. I know it means a lot to young children to have people about them. And
as a kid. Heck, one of my kids, we're going to call him E. He is awesome. And I'm his best friend. I am E's best friend. And none of you are, huh? He's 2. And he says, I'm his best friend. And he reminds me every single day.
I love hearing stories about him, too. He is a funny little guy. So, all right, we're going to go to the next question. And this is from Zyroth on
Zy, ooh.
Yeah, he wants to know, why are you so GD beautiful?
I don't know. Ask GD himself.
That is a very nice compliment and a better comeback.
I love you, Zy. I don't see it, but whatever.
Well done. You are a beautiful person, Jazzy.
Thank you.
Inside and out.
Oh, I think.
So this is from Twitch chat as well. This is Vijay80. Hi, but JJ. She wants to know how you psych yourself up to stream if you are in an emotional funk.
If I'm in an emotional funk, okay. So not like today before this stream, all right? If I'm in an emotional funk, all right, how do I psych myself up to stream? Usually I just... All right, how I see everything is... A lot of people say that their life is worse than others, right? But it's not. How I see it, if somebody is having that bad day, let's say losing a ball underneath a truck, that's the worst thing that ever happened to them in their life. But somebody else gets hit in the head, and that's their worst thing that ever happened to them. Which situation is worse? They're both the same amount of worse, because that's the worst thing they've ever felt.
Sure.
Okay.
So it's your frame of reference to.
It's my favorite. Like, I want to help people through their worst time, or part of their worst time. I want to help them. I want to lift their spirits. Like, if I'm down, lifting somebody else's spirits lifts me up. Like, so I think about that. I'm going to make somebody smile, or I'm going to talk to my friend Brett and I'm going to hear his little heh, 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 heh. And then I'm like, all right, yeah, but more better. It's fine. Like, that's just how I deal. That's just how I've always dealt with everything.
That's a great outlook and attitude to have, Jazzy. And I think you're exactly right that helping others can truly be one of the most uplifting things you can do for your own spirit. I completely agree with that. So let's talk about what you're going to be playing tonight. And
League of Legends.
League of Legends. Okay. Is there anything specific you're going to be working on in your game?
Right now they're doing an event. I just had to play one game to get my XP and whatever I'm working for. Mm-hmm. I want to do it every day for the event. And if Brett, if you're in here, you should hop on League and play with us and play with me, please. I love you. But that's just what I'm going to be doing tonight. Okay. I play a lot of League of Legends. If you don't know what that game is, then it's okay. I used to hate the game, actually. I used to, like, not... Do not say maybe to me, Brett. It is a yes. Sorry. but I'm always just... I don't know. everything just... yeah, I just like the game now, but I used to hate it. Brett's like, you should come play with us. You guys are level 30. Here I am, level 7. And you're making me face against a level 30 who knows how to play. What do I do here? But now, that actually pushed me to be, like, a little bit of a better player. Sure. So, but I'm not good. I'm quite horrible, actually. But, you know, I'm funny. That's where half day comes from. Like, literally, I yelled half day at a player once and then ran away because I wanted them to have half day. Like, what that means, that is my biggest saying ever. I have day. It could mean have a good day, have a good time. You should have maybe thrown yourself off a bridge or like... Have day, just have the whole freaking day. You can have it. I'm just gonna leave. Or
so read into it whatever context you want.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right, cool. So, in closing, tell us where we can find you on social media.
Okay, Twitter, Instagram. I do have a little Facebook page, but if people like it, you can come and like it if you want. But I don't ever post on there, so. I mean, I have that other Facebook page, but none of you are like me and probably into it. So,
what are your Instagram and Twitter?
My Twitter is just Jazzojo, JAZZOEJO, not a zero, because did you know on Twitch you used to be able to ban yourself, and that's what happened to my old account. Did you know
you banned yourself?
I banned myself because I was curious.
Wow, I didn't know that that was possible.
Hilarious. Yep, it's not that anymore. Yeah, you can ban yourself. It was not a fun time in my life. I was just like upset.
What just happened?
I don't know. Ding dong.
Mind Distorter is now hosting the stream with 7 viewers. Thank you very much.
Woo-hoo!
It's Ghost Ty.
It's Ghost Ty. Who is this man?
So, all right. Well, Jazzy, thank you so much for being on the show this evening. Thank you for being here for my first guest appearance. We're going to let you go ahead and get your channel up and running, and once you do, we'll be over there to...
I'll be over there yelling your name.
Oh, awesome. Sounds good.
Awesome. Like, I don't know if I said my Instagram. It's at hard to be little. That's all it is.
All right. I think
hard being
Tom's
little.
Got them up in the chat as well.
Okay.
As links. All right. Go ahead and get yourself up and running.
Okay. I'll go yell Zaz from a distance. Zaz! Zaz!
So, all right. Well, Jazzy's awesome, isn't she? I had a really good time. I hope you guys did too.